Thank you for choosing Aesthetic Arts. This is Dawn. How can I help you?
Hey, is Gary in by chance?
Oh, let me see if he's available. May I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, it's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Cardiff, correct.
May I tell him what this is in reference to?
Yeah, he's trying to refinance some current working capital loans that he has there. Him and I spoke Friday morning. I was just trying to follow up here. There's a few things we still needed for his file to get it submitted to underwriting.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
First, Jeremiah. Hey, Scott.
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. It's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good morning, Tyler. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I was just actually going over your file, starting to put in the details here. I just wanted to touch base. I'm still waiting to receive the on-deck and night balances there from you.
I thought I put them in an email from you.
Did I get those from you? Let me see.
I said round numbers 177 and, I mean, 77 and 55. Night's about 77 and on deck is 55.
Yeah, you put the total number, but we need like a PDF file that just shows the actual statement itself.
Well, that's to get that from Knight Capital is like pulling hair out of the top of my bald head.
Do they not have like an online profile there that they have set up for you?
They do not.
Okay.
They don't even answer their phone most of the time.
That sounds about right. As far as on deck, are you maybe able to get that?
I can't get on deck. Yes.
Okay. What I'll do here, I know you have the total there, so we can work with that. Do you know what your daily payment is on the night one? Let's see if it says here on the.
Well,
bank
let me put you on hold a second.
No worries.
I'm here.
Okay.
The monthly on night cap, the daily on my night capital is $770.06.
$770.06. Okay.
The daily on deck is $652.37.
$652.37.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. So I got that squared away. Hopefully we'll be able to work with that. And then I'm looking over the bank statements. And who do you bank with?
Bank of the West. No, excuse me. Bank of New Mexico.
Bank of New Mexico. Okay. Because we have the statements here, but it doesn't say the actual name of the business there. But I mean, the name of the bank there, but everything else is locked in on that. So we have that. And then my only other question here is, as far as your name goes, when we pull credit, should we be searching E.Gary or just Gary?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Or Ernest G. I don't know. See, my real name is Ernest Garrett Fickner.
Okay.
But ever since I was born, my parents called me Gary.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Gary ever since.
Yeah, because like on your tax return, it says just Gary Fitchner, and then on your application, you put E.Gary. So I just wasn't sure if for when we pull credit, if we should be searching E.Gary.
My credit's terrible though, so just have fun with that.
Perfect. we'll get that going.
I can explain all that to you if you'd like, but maybe that's necessary down the road somewhere.
Yeah, if we get to that point, we can look that over. But what I'll do here is get this going and see if anything else does come up. I'll let you know. Are you going to be around your phone for the rest of the day?
I'm always around my phone, guy.
Perfect, perfect. All right, well, I will...
You're calling my office phone. I'm never around my office phone.
I see. Do I have... I think I got your... Do you have a better phone number there than the 505-29...
505...
Okay.
235-1016.
235-1016?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I will save that as the mobile there for you.
That usually rings in my pocket.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I will... I'll keep that on file then and hopefully finish this up here within the next hour or so and get you submitted. If anything does come up, I'll give you a call here and see if we can figure it out.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it, Gary. Never mind. I do have it on file. You're good. If anything does come up, I'll let you know, okay?
Thank you.
No worries, Gary. Bye.
Bye-bye.